Good morning. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. And as we think on these things, open our hearts and minds to hear your word to us. We all like to receive presents, but some presents are more exciting than others. Some years ago, a lady appeared on the Antiques Roadshow with a very dull-looking book. In the 50s or 60s, her husband had been given the book as a gift by his housemaster at prep school. I believe it was a Latin grammar book. The boy, underwhelmed by the present, but having been well brought up, politely thanked the master, took it home with him, put it on his bookshelf, and forgot it. The boy grew up, got married. The book moved into his new home and then to several new bookcases as the family grew and new homes were bought. Finally, some 50 or 60 years later, the time came to downsize, and as his wife removed books from the bookcase, she idly flicked through the pages of the previously untouched Latin grammar. To her amazement, she found, carefully packed into a hole cut into the book, still in their wrappers, Mars bars, crunchies, and other sweet delights suitable for a 60s schoolboy. The kind housemaster had given his pupil a very special treat, but because the boy had not opened it, had not looked past the cover, he had missed out. I think for some of us, the Bible is a bit like that. We get put off by the cover, perhaps by the sheer size of the book, by the language, and by our own misconceptions. But if we take the time to look deeper, the Bible can reveal great treats for us. Psalm 19 says, "The decrees of the Lord are more precious than honey from a honeycomb." Now, I know that here in church I am speaking to people who understand the value of the Bible, and many of you will know your Bible far better than I. I suspect most of you have several Bibles in your homes, but today I want to encourage you to make this Lent a time of refocusing on the Bible. You may have heard the Bible acronym B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. But the Bible is so much more than just a book of rules. The overarching story of the Bible is a love story of God for his people. A story of a God who keeps his promises. A story of hope. In our first reading today, near the end of Romans, Paul begins by writing about scripture and its purpose. And he doesn't write that it provides us with a moral code or a detailed recipe for a prosperous and good life. No, scripture's primary goal is to create hope in us. So in verse 4, the steadfastness and the encouragement of the scriptures is the source of hope. In verse 5, the God of steadfastness and encouragement, to whom scripture witnesses, gives hope. Scripture, God's own words, speak from the past to give instruction and hope for the present. Hope is the present state of anticipating a particular future of which we can be confident because of what Scripture has said to us in the past. But more than that, we can be confident because what Scripture said in the past has also already begun to come true. The gospel of God's Son, the pre-promised Messiah, has come. Scripture is reliable because God is reliable. And this theme of promises kept, of prophecies fulfilled, is echoed in our gospel reading. Jesus reminds his listeners of the prophecies in Isaiah, the promises of good news for the poor, the prisoner, the blind and the oppressed, and then says, today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus, through his being, his words and actions, show us what the fulfillment of God's word is like in human form. So the Bible is not just a collection of laws which we must absolutely obey. The Bible is fundamentally the story of how people heard God and how they responded to that. It is the story of God's amazing love and God's amazing grace. A story of hope. And of course, the truly wonderful story of how God loved the world and its people so much that he sent his only Son, the living Word, to die for our sake. But there are difficult bits, and we need to recognise that although the Bible is the Word of God inspired within mankind, the Bible was written by people, broken and fallible as we are. And reading the Bible, particularly on our own, can be a huge challenge. The Bible can be seen just as a random collection of law, history, poetry, hymn books, letters, and accounts of pretty far-out visions. But we can find a way through it, and find it very relevant to our lives. And that is why we would like to invite you to join us this Lent on the Bible course. The Bible course is prepared by the Bible Society and gives a wonderful overview of the Bible. This course helps you to see how the diverse books of the Bible are part of one big story. It shows you how the key events, books, and characters fit together. It's an interactive course using video clips, diagrams, and of course, Bible readings and group discussions to help you understand the full Bible story and encourage and enlighten your personal reading of the Bible. It is a really accessible course, so if you are a new or less confident Christian, it will be perfect for you, but it is also great for mature Christians who want to increase their understanding of the Bible. I am a huge fan of church small groups or house groups. Studying the Bible together gives us insights we can't find on our own. And the best groups are a mixture of mature and new Christians. We can learn from the experience of the mature Christian, but the questions of the new Christian can help us to re-examine our own beliefs, perhaps clarify issues we have ignored or glossed over. And of course, home groups can be wonderfully supportive, giving us prayer partners, friendship, and so much more. The course is 8 weeks, so 5 weeks will be in Lent and 3 weeks after Easter. And we have a number of groups running, so you can choose a time suitable for you. There are Tuesday and Wednesday evening groups already running, that which you can join, but we also have new groups, a Monday evening Zoom group and a Monday evening in-person group, and also an in-person group on Wednesday mornings. So please sign up as soon as possible so we can order course booklets for you. I do really encourage everyone to seriously consider signing up and joining this course. The Bible is sometimes referred to as God's love letter to humanity. But it is not just writing about God. It is God's own loving and totally trustworthy message to us. The purpose of reading it is not just to know about Jesus, but to actually come to know the living Jesus in our lives. The Bible is the world's bestseller, yet it often ends up gathering dust on a shelf. Make this Lent the time that you find those treasures within, the explosive, life-changing power of Scripture, those promises of love, forgiveness, and a hope for your life. Much sweeter, more lasting and valuable than any Mars bar. Perhaps the second verse of Timothy Dudley Smith's hymn, Lord for the Years, might be our prayer for this Bible course. Lord for the word of life which fires us, speaks to our hearts and sets our souls ablaze, teaches and trains, rebukes us and inspires us. Lord of the Word, receive your people's praise. Amen.